I argue with idols that smell of fresh wood. The makers stroke them with a fondness that ought to belong to children. See, I say how you dress them and they are cold, how you carry them and they are heavy, how you feed them and they do not thank you. The carvers shrug tired men with good hands. They look at me as if I were asking them to peel the sky. I bless their hands anyway. The blessing wanders off to look for a use and eventually finds a widow who needs a jar refilled till she can think again. A city prepares a feast for those who never received invitations. The table is long as noon. A sheet is pulled from the face of death and it is revealed to be a mask only, worn by a hunger that has already eaten itself. Tears are wiped with a cloth that smells of cedar, and the cloth is folded and kept, because memory is an altar that loves tidy offerings. I drink wine that has forgotten grapes and remember a boy who once tasted light and called it milk. I am sent to a sea road where traders count syllables for their price. There I sing a song about a cornerstone drop from a sky no mason could claim. The stone fits beneath the city like a new heart. Men place their ears to the pavement and hear a deep, slow beat. And they rest not because they are good, but because rest is a command written earlier than guilt. The law curls up at our feet and sleeps like a satisfied dog. Rehab is named the boaster dragon, and the name goes through the court like a fish's shadow through a bowl. Awake, awake, says the song, arm of the Lord, and the sleeve of night is rolled back to the elbow. I see again the creature cut for passage, the river shamed into road, the pursuers drowned in their own appetite. But I also see the gentle hand on the monster's brow, a pressure that is not murder, a reminder that even rage holds a little music. The hand lifts, the brow lowers, peace is not permanent, which is why it tastes so clean. The poor are told to buy without money, which is the only way they have ever bought. The covenant is described as a mouth that will not tire of kissing. The mountains are informed that they shall burst into song, and they practice by throwing shadows. The trees clap with leaves that remember when they were water. I walk through this orchard and blush because the air lingers on my skin as if it had business there. The blush warms the coal mark on my lip, and it answers like a small star. The wolf learns a new grammar and lies down with the lamb, which is not a miracle so much as a correction. The child plays by the hole of the old serpent and invents a game that is not conquest. The earth fills with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, which is to say holy and with movement. I wade into that knowledge to the waist and wait. It rises to the breast, the throat, the mouth I open, and it enters as if entering a house long promised. There is no drowning, only speech that feels like being kissed from the inside. At last I am old in the vision that never ages. The city has a light that needs no lamp. Foreigners build the walls with a courtesy that surprises them. The gates do not learn how to close. On the quay, the ships of Tarshish arrive again. But now their cargo is not mirrors. They bring sons and daughters standing at the rail, eyes bright as harbors after rain. The sea is pleased with this traffic. It strokes the hulls with a father's absent-minded tenderness. I return to the temple that breathes. The coal on the altar sleeps like a red animal. I touch my lip and the mark hums, "Who will go?" asks the voice once more, as if not knowing we're part of the intimacy. Here am I. I say, and the words taste of salt and lamp oil. The doors tremble polite. The floor tilts like a tide holding its breath. If the creature is out there, it is playing. Not with us, but with joy itself, which is older than we are and kinder. I step into the smoke, which opens as water opens for a body that does not fear it. The road appears again, straight through the middle of what had decided to be barren. I follow, singing with the burn in my mouth for a compass, and the sea at my back, patient as an age.